It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, we're back once again with George Kasotis. Well, George, this is our final hour. We've got about 45 minutes here in the program. Oh, and I might mention tomorrow, James Anderson will be with us. And James, be here. Let's see, that tomorrow's the 31st. All right. Yeah, so you'll be listening tomorrow. You never know what James will talk about either.
Trick or treat.
Yeah, right. He had a trick or treat out there. They had, I think, 320 kids at Day Spring Church last Sunday. They had upwards of, I think, around 3,000 kids. Can you imagine?
Day Springs Wesleyan?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a big church.
That is.
That's where.
And I think every kid in town was there.
I think that's where the Night of the Presidents. President's
Day? That's right. Yes, you're right. Right. They've got a lot of space in there, and they make good use of it.
Oh, yeah. That's voting, too.
Voting, yes. Yeah. And they do something, you know, Columbus, they're having this big to-do in Columbus about people going voting in schools. Well, why don't they use churches like we do? It's strange. They're afraid that a gunman's going to come in and shoot people.
Where, in schools?
Yeah, in Columbus. Now, that's an enticement. That's only encouraging that to happen. Oh, it's all over the news. Yeah, oh, we don't want them voting in our schools.
You used the word enticement.
Yeah.
I was giving people in my bar little relish trays, cheese balls.
Oh.
Then I took zucchini plants and put them through the potato slicer and made French fried zucchini strips.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Oh, they're delicious because I batter them in egg wash and breading and deep fry them. And I had zucchini strips, cheese balls, and relish trays on my bar. And people were coming into my bar, and my bar was like three rows. The bar, all the 22 suite seats, plus 20 people behind that and 20 people behind that, like 60-some people drinking and eating from my bar. So the state liquor department comes in and says, we're going to arrest you for enticement.
Oh.
I said, enticement? I said, well, what are you talking about? You are enticing people to drink by giving them food. I said, wait a minute. I am not giving them food for enticement. I am giving them food because if you eat something and you're drinking an alcohol, the food absorbs that, not
That's
your
right.
bloodstream.
That's right.
Because if alcohol goes straight to the bloodstream, you get drunk.
Yeah.
But if you're eating something, alcohol goes into the food, and it doesn't get into your bloodstream,
That's
and
right.
you don't get drunk.
Yeah.
And you can drive home safe. Guess what? I won the case.
Oh, good.
Because other bars were saying George is giving them food so they would drink more.
Okay, now they call it appetizer.
Instead of enticement.
Yeah, but what I never figured out, an appetizer would spoil your appetite.
Yeah.
I mean, why do they call it an appetizer?
I don't know.
Maybe it's extra
you know
sales.
What? Then after I started that, way back in the 50s and the 60s, then Columbus, all the bars in Columbus, people from offices would call the different bars to see what they're offering for food.
Oh, no.
Some of them were doing chicken strips, you
oh,
know.
Sure.
Some of them were doing shish kebabs. Some of them were doing different things. And they'd call the bar and say, what kind of order, what kind of... enticements are you giving?
That's pretty good.
But see, the bars in Marion, the other ones that weren't getting as much business
yeah.
as I was,
yeah.
they called the liquor department and said, Cafe George, or Cafe, what is it? Kagan Vine is giving these people food and enticing them to come. So you used the word enticement. I had to bring that up.
That's good. 11:20 is the time. Oh, and George, I don't know if anybody will ever get this. I've got these prizes to give away today, but somebody can give them away later on if I don't. One company in Ohio is the main distributor for Dunkin' Donuts products. And this company is probably as well known as Dunkin' Donuts. And if anyone listening can tell me what that company is that distributes Dunkin', of course they call it Dunkin' now, why, you can take your choice of whatever I've got to give away. This is a big company, and it's north of here. But
do you know who started Dino's Drive Through?
Yeah.
Dave Duncan. You're talking about Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
But the guy's name was Dave Duncan.
Is that right?
He started that.
But you told the story a couple of times about how Dino got its name.
Because Dave Duncan and I and Danny Vance went to Las Vegas and were sitting in this hotel bar. And who's singing on the stage? Dean Martin.
Now, what about you? Didn't you want to get his attention somehow?
Dave Duncan did.
Yeah.
He came walking up behind the bar right where we were at. And he says, have you ever met Dean Martin? And I said, no. He said, I'll introduce you to him. When he walked by, Dave got out of this bar seat and bumped into him and knocked him down, and they both fell down on the ground. And then instead of punching each other, they got up laughing and saying, hey, I'm sorry. Dave said, I'm sorry, I didn't see you. And when they got up, Dean Martin got up, and he come over and introduced Dean Martin to me and to Danny. And Dean Martin says, hey, bartender, get these guys a drink on me.
Oh.
So he bought us a drink. So when we come back to Marion, he bought Bo's Ice Cream.
Oh, was that? Okay.
That's where Bo's Ice Cream was, out there on
Mount Bellefontaine Avenue.
Bellefontaine Avenue at the corner. What was that called?
David and Bellefontaine.
Yeah, but it was called something.
Yeah, there's a boulevard there.
No, but the name of that section of Marion.
Oakland Heights.
Oakland Heights.
Yeah.
That's Oakland Heights.
Yeah.
That was on the corner, and you still see the sign up there. It says Dino's Drive-Through.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Named after Dean Martin.
And I thought that was the most interesting story. And Oakland Heights, you never hear that word mentioned anymore, do you?
No,
Oakland Heights?
Very, very seldom.
Paul Harvey.
Right.
Advertised Oakland Heights.
There used to be a movie theater out there.
Oh, yeah. At least one.
Oh, there was
on David Street.
It wasn't that big, but it was a nice theater. I went there many times.
What else was there for an attraction in
Ralph
Oakland
Nicolosi
Heights?
Ralph Nicolosi had a sandwich called the... it was a hamburger, but it wasn't round. It was oblong.
Oh.
And he had it at that restaurant there across from that gas station. That's the name of that restaurant. That became real popular back in the 50s and 60s and 70s.
Wasn't there an Oakland Bar and Grill?
Oakland Bar and Grill.
Yeah. Who owned that?
I think that's where he had the hamburger.
Oh,
that
okay.
Was that
an Italian family?
Paul Nicolosi.
Yes, okay. All right.
He was related to Mike and his dad, Beanie.
Okay.
They were cousins.
You know, isn't that interesting, though, the Nicolosis, their influence on Marion. Nicolosi's, Sansoda's, what's another prominent, Menasi,
Nicolosi, yeah. Caserta.
Caserta, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember Mr. Caserta was in your bar signing up people to go to Italy.
Yeah, Tony Caserta.
Yeah.
He did that for years.
Yes.
After he retired from the railroad.
Did he offer a pretty big discount?
Oh, yeah. You could go to Italy for 2 weeks. All vacation paid, your trip, your hotel, and your food there at the hotel. But if you bought something outside, you'd have to buy it. You did that for about between $400 or $500.
Wow.
Back in the 50s and the 60s.
Yeah, I can remember him. Was he kind of a short fellow?
Short, heavy set.
Yeah.
Tony was not, he didn't get heavy until later, into his late 70s, early 80s. Then he got a little heavy.
Yeah.
But he was pretty trim all through the 40s, the 50s, because he worked at Erie Lackawanna for, what, 30-some years.
Wow. How about Caserta's, other Caserta's? Were they prominent?
Yeah, his brother had the, you know where the, what's that, something homes there on, just before the overpass on the corner, there's a big building, something homes. I forget the name of it. That was a Pure Oil station.
Okay.
And that was Tony's brother, younger brother, Chris Caserta.
Okay, so Caserta's, Menezes, Nicolosi's.
Barsacchini.
Barsacchini, yeah. Whatever happened to them?
Kenny Barsacchini left Marion.
Okay. Hey, we have a caller here. Just a second. I move this aside here. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hello?
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Area.
A what?
Hold on.
Now, what'd you say?
Yeah. I hear. Okay, I hear you now.
Yeah, okay.
You're talking about Panthers, and do you remember Tony Sata? He worked on the railroad. They were all related one way or the other. And when the Oakland Bar and all was down there, and San Torres was on the corner, and the bank over and all there, it's where Motormart is now. In a way, we were all related to Merrick.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Tony Sider, San Torres, Martha Dalsall, with all. In one way or the other, related.
Okay, very good. Okay, we got to run. George, what about German families? Were there any?
Oh, yes.
But there are a lot of Italian families. Did most of them live in the west part of Marion?
Most of them, yeah, because Joe Menezes had the big market down on Silver Street.
Right, yes.
That was his dad started that, Joe's dad.
You know, I can remember when the Big Banana came to town up on North Main.
Up on North Main.
And Joe Menezes would come there every day and get some groceries to sell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that was a long time ago. And Joe Menezes used to sit on top of a car in a parade honking his horn.
And he would had a unicycle.
Yeah, oh yes.
He was called JoJo the Clown.
Yeah.
JoJo the Clown.
That's right. Paul Fox is another big unicyclist.
Yeah, Paul Fox was a unicyclist. But Joe was more popular because he did dance. He was dancer.
Yeah.
He married Martha Dowse.
Right.
And Martha Dowse had a dance studio, and they both taught dancing. Joe taught it, and she did.
Well, now her studio's gone, isn't it?
No. Her studio's, all three of her daughters run three different studios.
Yeah, but not in Marion, are they?
One's in Marion, one's in Delaware.
Mount Gilead,
and
too.
And Mount Gilead.
Yeah. Well, interesting. So,
66 years she's been doing that.
My.
And Martha's still alive.
Yes, isn't that something? And knows her Dowse history. She can name dates and, unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah, Martha and I are close in age.
We
grew up together. I was on Pearl Street and she was on Prospect. And you know who lived next there was Marilyn Metzke.
Oh, yes, that's right.
The lady that taught Marilyn and I dancing.
Yeah, isn't that something? Wow. And I met Marilyn Metzke when she gave the Historical Society here her commemorative gown that she wore.
Right, when she was Miss America in 1938.
A long time ago, wasn't it?
1938.
I was only 4 years old.
Yeah.
But I wonder what, wouldn't it be interesting to go back and look at the Marion Stars of 1938 and see how much publicity day after day that Maryland must have had.
Oh, wow.
Well, we're going to break
here. Did you know President Warren G. Harding was from Marion, Ohio?
Yes, I did. I passed by his home on the way to the station today, but he wasn't home.
Well, Ted, he's been dead for quite some time.
That doesn't excuse bad manner. He could have left a bundt cake. They get better with age.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again with George Casotas. Boy, we got almost a half hour to go here, George.
It's good to be with you, Charlie.
Yes.
It's always wonderful.
Yeah, and one of these days, soon, I will take a picture of that grocery store receipt from 200 South Main, 1896, and put it on the internet.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, son of a gun. Long time ago. Everything was a long time ago, it seems like.
Yeah, Joanne, the other night, she kept pushed on her iPhone, and she said, look, George, here's a picture of you getting out of your van in front of your restaurant, and somebody across the street took a picture of that, and
oh,
it was on the internet.
No kidding.
And I didn't even know that, and on my van, it said Cafe George Catering.
Oh.
And I got out of the van, and I was shooting towards the restaurant door.
Yeah.
And next door to me was the township trustees.
That's right, on the right-hand side, yeah.
And the on the end was,
Pizza Villa?
It was a Pizza Villa.
Yeah.
That's before the tattoo parlor, and now it's called Tops Ice Cream.
That's right. Isn't that the oldest structure in downtown?
That section right there, 1832.
Okay.
That building was
laid up of stone, limestone.
Limestone. And guess what? Amos Kling built that.
That's right.
Florence Harding's dad.
Yeah.
He was the richest man in Marion.
Oh, he was the meanest.
No, Amos Kling was.
Yeah.
And when she started seeing Warren G. Harding, Amos says, I don't like that guy.
Yes.
You're
and
not Marion.
I saw where he tried to withdraw a loan that Warren G. Harding had, tried to get the money from Harding on purpose because he didn't like him.
Amos Kling had a savings and loan association.
Okay, well, that would have been it, yeah.
Yeah, the savings and loan was, I got a picture of Amos Kling, and it says, Marion Savings and Loan Association.
Okay, so that's where Harding got his loan that Amos tried to recall.
Right.
Boy, oh boy. Boy, he was a meanie. And he's got the tallest monument in Marion Cemetery.
Amos Kling.
Yeah, it reaches all the way to the stars.
Yeah.
If people only, well, being the father of the...
You remember here back in the 80s, was it the 80s or the 90s, the Kling Estate?
Oh, yes.
Remember that big millions of dollars?
Oh, yeah. And wasn't that eventually the basis for the community foundation?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it went through a couple of hands before that. And but everything is all right now. I saw Bob Davidson's home for sale on the internet. And
Bob
in Collinswood. And it's interesting. It said the house needs some care. Like maybe the missus left there and they left the house sitting. Beautiful. Oh, beautiful home. But yeah, I saw it advertised.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I saw it in the paper.
Well, because she's living with her mother.
Oh, that okay. Well, that answers that question then, because the house just sits there and needs, because the advertisement said it needs some work. Okay. But it's worth a million or two.
Oh, you ought to see the house that her mother lives in. That's beautiful.
Is it?
Oh, wow. Columns and everything.
Wow.
That's a gorgeous home. I've been in that home That was a doctor. Her father was a doctor.
Collinswood is an interesting subdivision. One of the other people, there were two or three boys, the Field Brothers. Remember the Field Brothers?
Oh, how could I forget the Field Brothers? I took food out to the, right there at the mall, the bar. What was the name?
Yes.
What was the name of that bar?
Oh, that's right. That was down.
One of it was Night Moves.
Night Moves, yeah.
But the one before Night Moves was something else. The Cadillac Club.
Because they had a chopped off Cadillac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Cadillac Club, and then Night Moves, and the Field Brothers owned that. And they came to my restaurant and said, we want you to set up a 40-foot buffet table, because that was right in the center where both Marion General Hospital and Community Med Center.
Oh, sure.
That all the nurses and the doctors and everything, and plus all the employees in the mall, would come if George Casotas has a 40-foot buffet table of everything.
Wow.
And I did at a buffet table.
That's interesting.
It's hard for me to get my money.
Yeah, has anyone heard from the Field Brothers in a long time?
Oh, they got different businesses in different cities.
Yeah, they had a nightclub in Mount Vernon.
Well, they still are doing pretty good, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, must.
I haven't said yet.
Well, I knew them quite well. Nice, friendly kids.
Well, the daughter and her husband opened up Rosa and Rocco's.
Oh, okay.
And that was a real nice place.
And wasn't there one related somehow to Martha Dowse?
No, I don't think they were related.
No, not related, but well, I can't remember.
Anyway,
I was thinking the daughter, Martha's sister's daughter, I thought married one of them. Beautiful girl.
Oh, yeah, well, Martha's sister was a beautiful lady.
Yes. Well, her,
she married a Woods.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah.
I think he's still alive.
Probably so, yeah.
And then Martha,
oh, Don, yeah. I flew with him.
Don Woods.
Yeah.
He's still alive. And then Martha's sister passed away. She was a beautiful lady.
Yeah, she used to be proud of driving a grain truck.
Right, right.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Well, there's so many people that we remember, Charlie. It's unbelievable. And it's nice that we're talking about them on the air, because
well, that's right.
A lot of those people that were great people for Marion were beautiful people,
yeah.
And now they're forgotten.
Gone and forgotten, right. Yeah, well, there's so many. I mean, we've got a lot of history in Marion, and now we saw the other day in the paper all those people are under 40 coming up through the ranks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, a lot of those people. Even my son was on yesterday's paper. It was called The Forge. Have you heard about The Forge?
I heard that title, yeah.
But that's young business people wanting to start businesses.
Okay.
And my son is one of them. Chris is one of
them. Yeah.
And that's interesting, that Forge group.
Yeah, and now Alec Sheridan, he's remodeling across from your restaurant.
Oh,
was that a B.F. Goodrich store at one time?
Yeah, the B.F. Goodrich. That was Turoff's, too.
Yeah, Turoff's and B.F. Goodrich. Yeah, yeah.
And then down across from the alley, that section, there are two or three buildings right in there, all new fronts.
Yes.
And then right next to me, right next to 131, is that new...
Tops?
No, Top is towards the north of me.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the south.
Yes.
Where Dale Willis owned that building for years. Remember that building?
Dale Willis. Remember Dale Willis?
Yeah.
Long gone.
Long gone.
What was he associated with? Drummond Bugle Corps at one time?
He was, but he was also a township trustee.
Marion. That's right, yes, okay.
And he rented his room to the township trustee, which was where is a little shop now. It's called Pleasant Pheasants something. No, Peacock.
Oh.
It's a Peacock. Oh, that's a beautiful little store. And it's run by... Collins girl, Jeannie Collins.
Yeah.
And it's wow, she's got so many nice, it's right next door to the Kagan Vine. The old,
wow, yes.
It's which is Marcella's now.
Is there an alley in between?
No. The alley is on the other side where the limestone building is Tops now.
Yeah, right.
And then next door to Tops is this little gift shop. that's run by Miss Collins. You don't know Miss Collins.
Oh, no, but I've heard of the gift shop.
Yeah, the little gift shop. It is cute. It is. And she has a painting of a big, huge peacock, all in purple and violet colors.
Wow.
Oh, it's beautiful.
You know, that they're depending a lot on word of mouth. They need some advertising down through there.
Have you ever heard?
Oh, we have a caller coming in. We'll see. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to ask George how Tommy was coming with his new restaurant out there by Kohl's.
He's got his sign up. I went out there. I was out there the other day, and a light-up sign at night. You can see it all over the whole parking lot there.
So he's open now?
No, he's not open yet. He will open probably mid-November.
Okay, all right.
Mid-November.
Okay, thank you.
Is this Howard?
This is E.J. Stitt.
Oh, E.J.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. E.J., thank you. Tommy will have some news out when he gets ready to open. But if you're driving out by McMahon Boulevard, that Tommy's Italian Bistro lights up that whole parking lot.
Wow.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, Tommy, you ought to see that sign he's got out there.
Just like what that used to be, McMahon's Farm.
Yeah, McMahon's Farm. And now they're going to build a new hotel out there.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah, there's going to be a hotel right across from Tommy's restaurant.
What there needs to be is a connecting road without going all down the highway. They need to slice right through there into the all the other stores that are...
You would not believe what Tommy Trent Jr. is doing.
Wow.
He's building a restaurant that's going to be out of this world.
Really?
He took me in the kitchen the other day, and all new equipment, beautiful ovens and refrigeration, and the new bar, and the new dining room, and the new chandeliers.
Oh, my goodness.
And then this new sign. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what is today? Wednesday? It was Monday? Or was it last Saturday or Monday? I was out there, and the sign is as big as this wall right here, and it says Tommy's Italian Bistro.
Okay, we have to get close to the mic. This mic, yeah, there, okay.
Anyway,
yeah,
it's going to be big.
Okay.
And he's got a staff. He's going to have a
really?
Staff with waitresses and two other chefs beside him.
And you say there's a hotel that's going to be built out that way?
Out that way. You know where Sonic is, Sonic?
Yeah.
Down from Sonic.
Well.
It's going to be a big hotel out there.
Well, there again, I would love to see a connecting road that you didn't have to go back out on 95.
I'd like to see that connecting road.
They do that in Columbus all the time.
They should do that here.
Yes.
And that way we'll connect right over to the shopping center.
Yeah, right.
With Walmart.
Go one to another.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So downtown, we've got how many new stores now?
Well, now don't forget there, that McMahon Boulevard, that's Township. Marion Township.
Oh, Marion Township is right.
Right.
Yeah. It's interesting. Marion Township ought to be part of Marion.
It should be.
But it will never be. Boy, the Big A Annex. Oh, you don't even want to mention that.
Well, we got three very good township trustees.
Yeah,
Marion
right.
Township.
One of them graduated in 1959, Harding High School, Larry Ballinger.
Karen McCleary.
Oh.
Lynn Thomas.
Oh, is he a township trustee?
Lynn Thomas is a township trustee.
Really?
Karen McCleary is a township. She's the head of the township. Larry Ballinger. Wait, was Larry your... He's not your age, is he?
No, he's my wife's age.
Oh, okay.
Graduated with my wife.
Oh, he graduated with you. But Larry, a neat guy. Really
nice. Yeah, yeah, right.
Karen McCleary.
He's the one that had Well Call Windows.
Right.
Yeah.
And Karen McCleary, it's a pretty sharp young lady, and also Lynn Thomas, who was a commissioner back in the 80s, early 80s.
Yeah.
And,
An interesting thing that I noticed, the Wayne Crum, who was the township of Clarendon financial officer.
I knew Wayne Crum.
He always signed my paychecks when I was on the zoning board. But you know who's running for his position?
I have no idea.
Janet Stuyvesant.
Jack Stuyvesant?
Janet.
Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do too. But after a while, I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again with George Casotas. George, we're in our final 15 minutes. Good grief. We've only covered half a million so far.
I don't know about you, but I think Kenny is a good commissioner, and I think Janet is a nice lady. I know them
both. Oh, yeah. Her mother used to bake pies for me.
Her mother was a Smith.
Yeah. Yeah.
You remember that?
And she was a cook at River Valley High School.
I know that.
She baked pies for me. Yeah.
And Janet is a nice lady. I like Janet. And I like Kenny. And I like Kerr Murray. And I like Andy Appelfeller.
Kerr Murray graduated with my wife, too.
Yeah, Kerr Murray is a neat guy. And so is... everybody loves Andy.
Andy Appelfeller. Boy, Andy's been there for... Ever. Years and years.
He'd be on his fifth or sixth term. I don't know.
Yeah. I can remember him as a state patrolman.
Oh, yeah. Andy's been there forever. But when you talk about the commissioners, they got their hands full.
I would think so. But
did you see that when we were on last time, somebody called in and said, what are they tearing up the sidewalks in front of the county building?
Oh, yeah, why?
Because the construction company that was hired didn't do the right job, and the curb was crooked.
Oh, no.
So they had to come back and tear it all out and put a new one in.
I thought maybe they were just...
rebarbs in there, you know?
I thought maybe just widening the street there.
No. They didn't do the job the right way. It started cracking.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
So they had to come back and redo it.
Well, that explains a lot of people wondered.
Yeah, because the last time we were on, this guy called in and said, Charlie, George, what are they tearing up the sidewalk for?
Wow, now we know.
They had to redo it. But now it's in the right way, and it's strong. And what is that stuff called, rebar?
Yeah, rebar. That's made in Marion.
Made in Marion.
Yeah. Not Armco, but... What's Nucor.
Nucor steel.
They sell that all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's coated on North Greenwood Street with a green solution where it won't rust. So you can put rebar in a building and not have the building collapse years later from rust. Really great.
Simcoe?
Yeah, they just spent over $1 million with a new building on Greenwood Street.
That's Simcoe.
Yeah. Simcoat.
Yeah, Simcoat.
Yeah, there's a Simcor on Pole Lane Road.
No, but I'm talking about the one on Greenwood.
Yeah, that's Simcoat.
You know who runs that place?
No.
Bill Menace.
Really?
Nick Menace's son.
No kidding.
Remember Nick the cop, the policeman?
Yeah.
His son, Bill, runs Simcoat.
Wow.
Oh, he's...
They're big business.
They're big business.
I mean, there's semis running from Nucor Steel... to Greenwood Street, you know, throughout the day, and getting coated and shipped on then all over the world.
You wouldn't believe one of the nicest guys in the whole world
is
Bill Menace.
And just invested, I think it was $2 million in a new structure there on Greenwood.
Yeah.
And which
Bill is the manager of that plant.
Yeah, wow.
Oh.
That's great.
He's the one, and he looks just like his dad. Nick, oh my God.
Yeah. What did Nick Menace do?
Nick was a he did construction work, but he was also a cop. The Marion Police Force.
Yeah, okay.
For years. He started in the early 60s. Early 60s,
yeah.
He started, and he was on there for years and years and years. He became a detective. He was one of the first detectives on the Marion Police Force.
Okay.
When they started having detectives. He goes back when Hoffman was still flipping his... Eddie was still flipping his...
Do you remember, I don't know if you remember or not, the cop that used to ride the three-wheel motorcycle. The city, I mean, it was belonging to the police department. Was it Kobarger? Something like that.
Yeah.
I can still picture him on that three-wheel.
Kobarger, yeah. I remember Cal Kobarger and McLenathan and, oh, my God.
But there's many cops now, you can't remember
Justin
all their names.
Justin Cornelli.
Yeah.
You don't remember Justin Cornelli.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
He became partial of a chief, but the all-time great, my buddy, he helped me out so much, was Kerr Murray's brother.
Oh, Billy.
Billy Murray.
Yeah, Billy's passed away now.
Just recently.
Yeah,
just
right.
With less than a year, and he was living over in Caledonia.
Yeah, that's right. His wife is the organist at the Methodist Church there.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Kerr's brother, Billy Murray. Something happened to the chief, and Billy was second in command. So he didn't become chief, but he was acting chief for a short period of time.
Yes.
That's when the oil boom was on.
Oh. Yes.
I know, because a 6'9" Texas came into my bar.
That's
carrying
right.
A bottle of whiskey. It was called Crown Royal. And he said, pour me a glass of Coke. I'm going to fix me a Crown Royal and Coke. I said, you can't bring your bottle in here. I have a liquor license. And if a liquor agent would walk in and see you pouring from your bottle, I could get arrested. He grabbed me and pinned me up against the wall. This guy was 6'9".
Wow.
From Texas.
Yeah.
I had to knee him in the groin and put him down on the floor.
No kidding.
And hit him about 3 or 4 times. Oh, anyway, I'm getting calls.
Well, your wife wants you to go out to dinner with her, I bet.
Yeah. I just mentioned you on the WWGH radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm on the radio live.
Yeah, he's live on the radio.
Get on WWGH, and I just mentioned Lynn Thomas, Karen McCleary, and Larry Ballinger, Marion County's Township Trustees. That was Lynn.
That was what?
Lynn Thomas.
Oh, it was. Okay.
He's a Township Trustee.
I know. He exercises every morning, so does my daughter.
Yeah, I know. He told me about that.
Yeah, right. There. Yeah. And, Lynn's getting kind of old, isn't he?
He's mid-70s.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah. I think he's 74, 75. 74, I think.
Well, you got to keep exercising, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lynn's in good shape.
Yeah, good.
And he's good for a township trustee.
Yeah.
Because he was a commissioner. In 1980, he was elected commissioner.
That's right, yeah.
And he served two terms or something. But anyway, he's now ran for township and won. And him and Clark McCleary and Ballinger are the three township trustees.
I see. Okay.
And they've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, that's
right. You know why? Larry Brown died.
Larry Brown, that's right, yes.
He was the road guy.
Okay.
Everybody wanted to hear from Larry Brown. He was one of the best roadmen in Marion County's history.
No kidding.
Don't you remember Larry Brown?
Yeah, there were two Larry Browns in Marion at one time. There was one Larry Brown who was over at Chamber of Commerce.
I kind of remember that.
Yeah.
Now that you mentioned it.
But yeah.
Larry Brown was a commissioner back in 80 with Lynn Thomas.
Okay.
They were both county commissioners.
And by road man, you think he was in charge of the county road department?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He was trying to get Grand Prairie Township to widen a road. One of the roads in Grand Prairie Township was so narrow that in the wintertime, the snow remover was coming in a school bus, and they both end up in a ditch.
Oh.
So he was trying to get that road
yeah.
widened up.
Wow.
And Larry was unbelievable. He just knew the roads in Marion County.
You know, that's what it takes. There are only so many people like that, and it takes years to become a person like that.
And he's talented. Larry was talented. And then he's at the Knights of Columbus Hall just a month ago and went to the bathroom, had a heart attack in the bathroom. Nobody knew it. Fell down off of and died.
Yeah.
Right at the Knights of Columbus Hall.
Wow. That's something.
At 71 or 70, early 70s.
Yeah, right. Well, it's interesting, yeah, you know, and when I often mention this to people that work on me, I've got congenital heart failure, which is fatal eventually. Of course, I talked to somebody that said they'd had it 3 or 4 years and hadn't died yet. So, but there's no cure. There's no cure for congenital heart failure.
I know when we first started this conversation, when we first started, we talked about politics. Well, the politics is nice, but you've got to have the right people in the right place.
Oh,
like
sure
the township
do.
Trustees, the mayor, city yeah. council. You've got to have sharp people
yeah.
in there. So November the 5th, the election is coming up. Look at your newspaper. Look at your whatever the people have to
yeah.
offer.
What I'm wondering, if anything that's going on in Washington right now will affect people's choice party-wise in Marion.
Oh, it will. It will affect.
You would think.
You're darn right it's going to affect. But we here in Marion County have to elect the right people.
Yeah.
And look at your, we had a mayor candidate and an auditor candidate that didn't even show up for the
Yeah, that's
the
crazy, isn't
night.
It?
That oh. was not right.
No, that's not right at all. Because they are going to work for us eventually if they were ever elected, probably, you know.
And they did not get up there.
And they didn't care enough to, yeah. That's bad. That's real.
They both had excuses.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The excuses was they wouldn't want to get against the mayor and the auditor, the current mayor and the auditor, because they know what's going on,
yeah.
and they didn't want to have to be challenged to a question, you know?
Yeah, interesting.
So that's why they didn't show up.
Yeah. Oh, yes, politics, great.
I'm not knocking any candidate. Any candidate that runs for office should know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Have that position, some knowledge.
I haven't heard, George, any candidate say what they plan for the future of Marion. It's all nitty gritty.
It's
financial.
Right, Charlie.
But are there any plans for doing anything in Marion in the future? Now we had that aquatic park, and it will never make money. But
I think a lot of our cities. You know, one of the most notable cities in the news lately has been Dayton, Ohio, because of that massacre. You know.
Yes, and I saw the lady mayor of Dayton interviewed.
Nan Whaley.
Yeah, she was interviewed on Columbus. Every week they have a Columbus thing, and she was really intelligent. Ah.
Nan, I met Nan.
Did you?
I know Nan Whaley.
Boy, I tell you, she's good.
She is good.
Yeah.
She is very good. And you know what? She's a Democrat, and she's working with DeWine.
Yeah.
And the lieutenant governor.
That's what it takes.
John Husted and Mike DeWine, and she is working with them.
Yeah. That's good.
I
was really impressed with her when I saw her. I wish Marion had a weekly forum like they do in Columbus. There's one in Cleveland, too.
Right, a weekly forum.
Yeah. And they have different people, but they had her on the Columbus last week, and she was so impressive. My.
Charlie, it's been fun.
Yeah.
I hope we've informed the public on some things that we need to be informed on in Marion, Ohio.
Yeah.
Get out there on November the 5th and vote and research every one of them. You got a little time. Research every one of our candidates and see, I don't know, if you can get a... On what?
They have a sample ballot.
A sample ballot, yeah.
Where do you find a sample ballot? I tried getting one from the election.
League of Women Voters.
Probably.
Yeah, there's a www. Marion County League of Women Voters or something.
You could go to either one of the parties if you want to get the Republican ones. They have
or get in touch with somebody who's a member of the Democratic Party club, and they would have.
They have that information.
Very good.
So get out there and check out the information for the candidates that are running for office. Thank you, ladies.
It's all over.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary comedian and the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
And as I teased before we went to the break there, we have on today a lady who I've had on the program, I believe, two times before. But every time she comes on, I am excited. She's one of the most kind,